Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. As we celebrate this season, our perspective and focus should be on God with us. We thank you, Lord, that our joy is not just for a moment of happiness, but lasting throughout eternity. God, help us to spread the message, God with us. Without the gift of your Son Jesus, there would be no good news. There would be no Christmas celebration. God, you know how the world is broadcasting distractions with stuff and empty promises of peace. Your word proclaims that there is no true peace without knowing you. When we experience your life-changing gift of salvation by grace through the sacrifice of Christ, then to know God is to know peace. Thank you, Father, for blessing us with the greatest gift of all. Jesus really is the reason for this season. Give us opportunities to share the truth of the gospel, to let our light so shine before men that they may see good works and glorify you. Amen. Thank you. We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donations safely and securely. A lot of good things are there for you on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week. I hope that you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they are a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift. If you ever miss the program on your station, the programs are available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at calltoworship.us.
Rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship and praise.
Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming thy royal degree. But of lowly birth didst thou come to earth, and in greatest humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. When the heaven shall ring and the angels sing at thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room at my side for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Yes, there's room in my heart for thee.
Holy name, Christ is
the Lord than ever, ever praise we His power and glory evermore proclaim His
God is with us. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. For those of us who have received Him as our Savior and King, we can't imagine life without Him. And we don't want to even imagine what our lives would be like if He had not come. And for you who have not yet recognized your sin and believed in Christ, accepting God's gift of salvation through His Son Jesus, then you're missing out, living without the benefits offered to you because the Lord did come, and He did it all for you. Please think on these things as we look at Scripture describing the fact that Jesus Christ has come. We begin with Matthew 1. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. John 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. The prophet foretold that the Lord would come. Listen to the words of Isaiah 53. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. And then this historical fact, our Savior, the Lord, is come, Luke chapter 2. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in their field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Not only did God come in the flesh, but he is with us today. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Psalm 32. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Hebrews 13. Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Folks, one of my favorite Christmas stories I can remember my mother reading to us as children is found in a book called Christ and the Fine Arts by Cynthia Pearl Moss. The story is If He Had Not Come by Nan F. Weeks. Even as a child, it broke my heart to imagine what it would be like if Christ had not come. Praise God, by His grace, Christians will never see our world without Him. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. And now that's why we sing Joy to the World.
Joy to the Lord.
The nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and love.
Joy. To bring him love, the babe, the son of
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we continue our praise that Jesus has come, God with us. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you are not a believer, please listen. God is personally calling you today. Believe Jesus, and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Pray this simple prayer right now. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. Please forgive my sins and come into my life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Friend, if you prayed this prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ promised to come into your heart, forgive your sins, and give you a new life. You can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you will find out more about the good news of the gospel. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, may God help us to hear these words of Jesus. You are the light of the world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father.